Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a happy Independence Day and had some time to spend with your families and maybe a little kickdown, a little barbecue. Maybe remember why we really celebrate that day. It was a good one, I thought, at least until North Korea decided to flaunt its threats at America, kind of brought back the reality that freedom is never free. Freedom is never really won. So, last Friday, I had a call to action, a freedom's call. And I want to share that with you again today because we have two topics I want to cover. And one of them, of course, is North Korea, and the other one is our economy, and what Congress has done to us. Freedom's call to one and all to bear your minds and souls, to awaken the spirit of independence that our nation will again be whole. Freedom's call to be aware, to understand, and to take care. Responsibilities lie with each one to educate, remember, and not be dumb. Freedom's call to be silent no more. The forgotten must stand. The wolves are at the door. Liberty's in peril for the generations ahead. They'll have no freedom, for it will be dead. Freedom's call for one and for all. Without your heroic plight, there'll be no liberty, there'll be no life. For to be slaves to government will only bring strife. Freedom's call to one and to all. A crisis is here. The call is quite clear. Our republic, our free republic, has taken a fall. He said, if you can keep it, of our new republic so dear. And we the people took it for granted. And we kept it. We keep it. We did not. The republic for all must now be restored. Freedom's call is today and for all. Fake news is here. And that is part of what we are fighting in this land. So we're not going to talk about fake news. We're not going to bring you fake news. And CNN is not a matter of an issue today, at least here. There's been all kinds of stuff going across the internet and tweeting and all this good stuff. But it really doesn't matter, except that it's lies to fool the American people. Freedom and liberty, that's what matters. Before we get into the crust of the news, I want to share a little something with you that I did not write, but it's called What is Patriotism? And it's by Peggy Noonan, and she's with the Heritage Foundation, and she's a columnist for the Wall Street Journal. On December 9th, 1998, she says, Peggy Noonan spoke at a Heritage Foundation event in Washington, D.C., and the topic was patriotism. The follow is the excerpt from the lecture. So here it goes. What is patriotism? We all know what it is. It is love of country. It is pride in what a country stands for and was founded on. It is the full-throated expression of the love and that pride. America has been, throughout its history, an especially patriotic country. And I believe, she says, the reason has to do with a particular assumption, a particular habit of mind. Our patriot fervor was the result of the old and widespread belief in the idea of an American exceptionalism. The idea that America was a new thing in history, different from any other country. Other nations had evolved one one way or another, evolved from tribes, from a gathering of the clans, from inevitablies, the language and tradition and geography. But America was born of ideas that all men are created equal, that they have been given by God certain rights that can be taken from them by no man, and that those rights combine to create a thing called freedom. They were free to pursue happiness, free to worship God, free to talk and speak in a public of their views, and to choose their leaders. American patriotism was the repetition, reaffirmation, and celebration of our founding ideas. And it gave rise to a brilliant tradition of celebration and of celebration symbols. The flag, the beautiful flag, the parades and the bands and the bunting, Betsy Ross, Uncle Sam, the tradition of patriotic speeches, the reading aloud of the Declaration of Independence, the sparklers like the candles on a birthday cake. And all these symbols come together on the big day, which we celebrated yesterday, July 4th, the day America was born, she says. All this has served America well. The celebration of our continued adherence of ideas made those ideas new again, young again, vital again, so that in each generation they were continued and reborn. Jefferson famously said the tree of liberty must be watered by the blood of patriots. But it receives vital water as well from the tears, the honest tears, of those moved of that thought of the blessings of our country, the blessings of the freedoms guaranteed here. Our patriotism has been beneficial to in other ways. America was, perhaps is, a big, lonely country, huge and sprawling, and was from the beginning full of desperate people from different places with different beliefs in a big, desperate, far-flung country. Our patriotic feeling was one of the unifying forces that kept us together, that bound us in shared agreement. Love of country was one of the things the wild agnostic mountain man of the West had in common with the temperance-loving schoolmarm of Philadelphia. Pride in America was shared by common men and intellectuals, by the Irish immigrant of Hell's Kitchen and the high wasp of patrician of Old Boston. They had something in common. They loved America. And this feeling has helped sustain us and lift us up. She goes on in a couple more paragraphs and talks about her moment of awakening and patriotism. I don't know that I could pick just one time in my life. I remember studying American history in school when I was young, and I regret that I didn't pay more attention to world history because it is so important to our own history to know world history. And I kind of let that slack when I was a young girl, and now I regret it. So yesterday we celebrated the birthday of our nation. And North Korea's Kim, I don't even want to say his name, we're just going to call him Kim. He says that his ICBM gift was a gift to the American so-and-sos. I won't say the word. You know, he better beware. He might get a gift back a little larger than what he gave. Might scare the sad man, the tyrannical man. Might be more than he's bargained for. He's threatening. He's taunting. And he thinks we won't react. What do you think we should do? I've got several articles here about this in North Korea. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's good to be back with you. It's Wednesday. It seems like Monday. 877-895-5410. For liberty, we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. We're talking now, just for a little bit, we're talking about North Korea's tyrant Kim and his so-called gift to America yesterday on our birthday of Independence Day. And I hope you got to listen to the shows that we had on last Thursday, Friday, and Monday. We had some issues, and I do apologize for that. We're trying to figure out how to make that never happen again. And I will say it wasn't my fault, but I won't say whose fault it is because I don't like pointing fingers. But it's an issue that we all have to deal with, and we're going to try and get that taken care of. However, if you go to the website, you can listen to all the shows. They're all on podcast. Thursday's show was repeated on Monday, and I did that purposely. And I hope that you enjoyed those, and hopefully in the future we'll come together with a couple of new shows for you that will be along that same line. And now, some of you have asked about the shows. Yes, you can get them on CD. And they're just $6. Let me know what you want, and I will get them to you. I do need to know ahead of time, and it is $6, and I'm not really making any money off of that. So if you want to throw in there a little donation, I'll more than be welcome to accept it. So North Korea, he not only threw up this missile, but he threw an insult, a slap in the face at the United States. Now, they've been getting away with this stuff for a while. All these countries, we have laid back. And we have been kind of silent. Remember when 9/11 happened and they talked about awaking the sleeping giant? Is that what they really want to do? Tillerson, I have an article here. Tillerson calls for action to address North Korea's dangerous regime. The U.S. confirmed a rocket launched by North Korea yesterday, July 4th, was an intercontinental ballistic missile, with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson calling it a new escalation of the threat to the U.S. and its allies that would be brought before the United Nations Security Council. Global action is required to stop a global threat, Tillerson said. Any country that hosts North Korea, guest workers, provides any economic or military benefits, or fails to fully implement UN Security Council resolutions is aiding and abetting a dangerous regime. The Security Council plans a closed session on North Korea on Wednesday, that would be today, this afternoon, after U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley requested an urgent meeting of spokesmen for the U.S. mission said. Labeling the missile an ICBM reflects a U.S. assessment that North Korea now may be capable of striking the U.S., possibly Hawaii or Alaska, though it is believed to be some way from the capability to deliver a nuclear payload to American shores. The United States President Donald Trump turned to Twitter after news of the launch before North Korea's claim the missile was an ICBM. He wrote, "Perhaps China will put a heavy move on North Korea and end this nonsense once and for all." In response, China Foreign Ministry spokesman, I can't pronounce his name, Zheng Xiong of Beijing, had been indispensable in pressuring North Koreans' leader Kim Jong-un. Tensions are rising between Trump and China. Now, I have an article, a very short article, and Trump, he's losing a little faith in China. Of course, we tried to tell him so, but he's losing a little faith in China. President Trump, Donald Trump, who has been asking China for help in controlling North Korea, expressed frustration with the Asian giant Wednesday morning. In a Twitter, he said, Trump pointed out that China's trade with North Korea grew almost 40% in the first quarter. So much for China working with us, but we had to give it a try. Trade between China and North Korea grew 40%. 40%. He's asking them to back off with North Korea and let them hurt a little bit, but instead they increased it. His China-specific tweet came out just minutes after one bemoaning bad U.S. trade deal of the past. The United States made some of the worst trade deals in world history. Why should we continue these deals with countries that do not help us? Bingo. Bingo. They want the money. If we're going to punish them, it has to start there, and I think we are going to be hitting that. It'll be interesting to find out what happens after the council meets this afternoon. I'm sure we'll all be glued to the TV. This is serious stuff. We're talking about war. North Korea, you know, they want Russia to help, and I'm throwing this. This is Beth's opinion, and I could be totally wrong. You know, I kind of stay away from some of these things because I'm not military-minded. I don't really understand all of it. But I do know that Russia has been drooling over Alaska for a long time. And if North Korea would help them take Alaska, do you think they're really going to help us calm North Korea down? We have Skits from Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
You know, I was gonna run a scenario by you, and you just kind of see what you think of it. Okay, here goes. Let's say some dirtbag lawyer screws me over, and I either thrash give him a good thrashing, or just up and dump him over. I get thrown in jail. Mm-hmm. But now here's some nutcase that can launch a nuke. I mean, there's any number of nutcases that can launch a nuke and wipe out an entire city, and nobody does nothing. Doesn't, yep. Now, it doesn't. What is wrong with this picture?
What is wrong with this picture? Well,
yeah.
There's lots of things wrong with this picture. What do you suggest we do, Skits?
Well, North Korea. Well,
China's obviously not going to help. Russia doesn't seem to want to help. So what are we going to do?
I call to your attention that you go back through history. Mm-hmm. Ever since the Opium Wars, China has basically been covertly controlled by British intelligence. And they're the ones engineered the takeover of Mao Zedong. And they've been kind of pulling the strings behind the scenes. I'm thinking it's time to do a little, instead of wasting our time with Osama bin Laden, we should have took out Kim Jong-il.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree with you. I know we're being attacked from all sides, and this guy's he's more than just a nuisance gnat now flying around us. He's being successful. He's getting these things shot out, these missiles, and we need to take some of them down. Why don't we take some of them down? Because we have that capability, and I think
and the fact that they were not just basically taking them down. I mean, we have the ability to basically, with an EMP, scramble everything he's got. We've got that Stuxnet virus.
There's rumors that that's what he's actually trying to do to us. And if he does, it's going to cripple this nation because we're not ready.
The fact that we are not using that technology means that there's somebody in the deep state that's covertly aiding and abetting it. And I'm thinking somebody's trying to engineer a World War III scenario to stampede us into a world government. Problem, reaction, solution.
Well, there, I will not argue with that either.
I don't believe
President Trump is in on that, but I do believe he's inherited a big mess because we have done nothing. We've been playing global and we've been playing with the climate and we've done nothing to secure this nation, whether it's the borders or anything else.
Don't forget that some of the people Trump is surrounded with are deep state members themselves.
Yeah, I can name a few that I wish he'd get rid of.
Yeah, the first is that General McMaster.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's someone for you to check out, Robert David Steele. His website is Phi Beta Iota. PHI Beta Iota.
All right, we're going into a break. I'm going to let you go, Skits. Thank you. Appreciate it so much. Your calls are welcome. We're going to talk about North Korea. We're going to talk about the other danger in this nation, and that's our economy. We are in debt. We cannot be a strong nation as long as we are in debt. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And, you know, can we restore this republic? I believe we can, but not without you. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Your calls are welcome. We're talking about North Korea, and then we're going to move on to our economy. These are two great threats to the United States, more so than CNN. You know, I'm tired of listening to the mess that's going on with them. We're going to go to Roger with New Mexico. Roger in New Mexico, how are you doing today, Roger? Appreciate your call.
We have really pretty interesting subjects. About North Korea, I wanted to make a comment on a war. All wars are fought to protect investments.
Yeah.
We fought Vietnam War to protect Michelin Tire Corporations of vast holdings and rubber tree plantations. And how do I know that? We remapped Vietnam in 67. That's how I know that.
Okay.
No combat operations allowed in the forest. Okay, back to North Korea. I'm not worried about North Korea hitting America with an ICBM because we already got that covered with a Brilliant Pebbles program. No ICBMs are going to work.
Okay.
We're going to block those. What I'm worried about is how do you think Japan recovered from World War II? America invested in them.
That's right.
I knew engineers that went to Japan in the 60s to develop robotics because they couldn't develop it here. The unions wouldn't allow it.
Okay.
So we got heavy investment in Japan and Korea. That's where the threat is. Well, here's what Trump has to do. The art of war says all wars based on deception. He has to deceive the Chinese by threatening to turn Japan into a nuclear power. China has always been traditionally been afraid of Japan. So you know China will step up to the plate.
Well, it's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Roger, because I'm just going to admit this little girl doesn't always know everything militarily and all worldly, and I don't know if you know all, but hasn't it been very helpful to Korea with their North Korea with their nuclear?
Yeah, they supply big jets to North Korea.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They've been helping them.
40s.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what Trump has to do. He has to talk to Putin about, look, if you don't step in and help straighten out North Korea, we're going to arm Japan.
Well, maybe we should take our uranium back.
Oh, the 20% that they took? Yeah.
Maybe we should take that back. You know what? Bring us back. Or pay us up. I don't know.
I'll let you
go. I know he's wearing a mess. All right.
I'll let you guys continue.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate the call. I do have an article that I'm just going to barely mention here, and then we're going to move on to the economy. This is coming from a new source. I had not seen this before. You know, that's one thing good about Twitter. I find all kinds of new sources for news. This is called the People's Pundit Daily, and they're talking about the North Korea missile launch. And that it reaches 1,500 feet. And experts conclude that North Korea missile capabilities now can include Alaska. That's not something we should take lightly. And like I mentioned earlier, we all know that Putin's been wanting Alaska for a long time. Alaska is beautiful and it's rich. It belongs to the U.S. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes the U.S. You know, I read that patriotic article at the beginning of the show. And what concerns me is that so many of our younger generation don't have that love and understanding of that we were born. We didn't just evolve. The United States of America was born on an idea of equality and freedom. Exceptionalism, people that thought outside the box in every aspect, in every way. But I'm concerned that we have generations coming up that don't understand that. They haven't got a clue thinking outside the box. They believe in big government and socialism. The Democrat Party didn't used to be what it is today. The Republican Party's gone crazy. Neither one of them are truly representing we the people. I have an article here. It's a new poll. You know what we think of polls. But it's a new poll that shows Americans do not want the debt ceiling to be raised. They do not want it to be raised. A large number of Americans, it says, across the political spectrum have come to an agreement on one thing. Remember, we've talked about common denominators before, and apparently it's not necessarily liberty. Congress should not raise that debt ceiling. According to the Morning Consult, a joint poll between the Morning Consult and Politico was taken between June 15th and June 19th, asking, do you believe that Congress should or should not raise the debt ceiling? The amount of money the U.S. government can legally borrow. The debt ceiling, as stated by the Department of the Treasury, is the total amount of money the government is authorized to borrow to fulfill its existing legal obligations. It does not raise the total amount of money the government is authorized, to spend. Results of the poll indicate that a majority of Americans do not want the debt ceiling raised. However, the Department of the Treasury states that not raising the debt ceiling would lead the government to defaulting on its legal obligations, causing catastrophic economic consequences. Congress has let us down, because if we're spending more money and we have to keep raising the debt ceiling, maybe, just maybe, the House should get a hold of that purse and start shutting it and saying no. We have some callers. We have Tom in Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. You know, I wanted to weigh in on the what are we going to do about North Korea thing, but it basically reflects on the economy, too.
Okay.
There's really only one thing we can do about North Korea, and that's invent a time machine and go back in time and never get into the presidential war that was the Korean conflict in the first place. You know, we were fed the line that all communists will take over the whole world if we don't go there and fight them. And we lost a lot of blood and treasure. And, you know, it was an unconstitutional presidential war. Now, I mean, if whatever we do to North Korea, it seems to me, is going to be equate to basically bombing the heck out of South Korea.
Yeah.
And, you know, because North Korea...
Don't see it ending good.
If I was this Kim Jong, or however you say his name...
Kim Jong-un?
I'd have a dead man. Yeah, I'd have a dead man switch on there where, you know, if something happened to me, then, you know, apparently, from what I've gathered up the news, they have just out of thousands of artillery pieces pointed right at across the border at South Korea, you know, one of the most modern, heavily populated cities in the world.
Yes, and, yes, they do.
So, I mean, this has been going on a long time, and you know, I can't say that we don't deserve. You know, when I let me do the disclaimer. I'm fighting hot and heavy with the IRS, so I'm a little bit biased against the United States because
okay.
I see firsthand how they do not obey the law. They want the money, you know, whether the
bureaucracy. The bureaucracy.
Well, exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. They use it as a weapon rather than reason. So, like I say, I'm a little, you know, perhaps I'm a little biased, but I know this Yellowstone Park is.
You know, when you get burnt, when you get burnt, you try to not play with the matches. And right now, the bureaucracy here is a match that's burning the American people. I don't know about playing with matches, but we need to push back on the bureaucracy. We're going into a break. Thank you, Tom. I've got Larry holding. Larry, if you'd be patient with me, we'll get with you as soon as we come back from this break. I do want to move on to the economy, but I think Larry has a North Korea comment, and we'll let him do that. 877-895-5410. It is astronomical what the bureaucracy, Congress, the elected, are trying to spend. 877-895-5410. And we the people? Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE CTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been talking about North Korea, and I've been trying to get on to the economy, but everybody seems to be concerned about North Korea, and we are deeply concerned. And we are in the final segment of today's show. We're going to go to Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Let me get on comedy first. This hot technology with drones and the internet is playing a lot into the economy, because people can order stuff without the big box stores, Manhattan.
That would be, retail and wholesale, but when I'm talking about the economy and the debt, we're talking about some of the spending going on with the D.C. occupiers.
Yeah, you can't spend more than what you take in. That's just...
Yeah, whether you're at home or in D.C., you just can't do it.
Yeah, North Korea, we've got technology back in Reagan days, Star Wars. We can shoot the missiles down. We'll shoot their test missiles down, show them that we can do it, you know.
I wonder why we didn't shoot that one down yesterday.
You got to cut a snake's head off to kill a snake. You can't.
Yeah, I know, and you know, we don't want... We also don't want them retaliating by hitting South Korea, and that's exactly what they'll do. They're threatening, it's serious.
Bases overseas, or a military base in another country or something. You know, if we got to show them we can shoot them down, and that would give them second thoughts.
Well, they have to know we can. They know we have that capability. We have done it, so they have to know.
That we don't do it.
No, I guess so. I guess that's true, Larry. And I think he will. I think they're just trying to figure out the best way to approach this. They've been trying to do it diplomatically, and it doesn't look like China or Russia are going to help. But we'll see what turns out with the afternoon council meeting, and who knows how many days that'll go. So anyway, thank you, Larry. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
So I was talking about this debt, and the new poll that shows that Americans, and it's talking about not just Republicans, not just conservatives, but this is Americans, Democrat, Republican, whatever. Despite, it says, however, the I think I read that to you. Despite such a warning from the Department of Treasury, you know, that everything's, we're going to default on everything, there's still 57% of Americans that do not want to raise the debt ceiling. And 64% of Republican voters and 49% of Democrat voters oppose raising the debt ceiling. I think everybody is sick and tired of Congress spending and spending and spending and then taxing you, licensing you, fees, permits, all of that is a tax. They can't get enough. They can't get enough. Now, government workers are on a different scale, but even a majority of the government workers don't want to raise the debt ceiling. Judicial Watch. I have several articles here, and I'm running out of time. Several really good articles. One of them is dealing with, and we'll get to it, it's Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Another one is what's going on with the energy powers and what Trump's administration is doing to get us up and going, to open up a drill, baby, drill, to get going. But this is coming from Judicial Watch, and it's suing the Obama family travel and Secret Service costs. It sues for, it's not suing the Obama family, it sues for their travel and the Secret Service costs. Now, it's not just stopping there. Judicial Watch announced today, and this was June 20th, that it filed a Freedom of Information lawsuit, which is the Freedom of Information Act, against the Defense Department and the Department of Homeland Security, seeking Air Force and Secret Service expense records for Obama's family travels dating back to 2014. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, Judicial Watch versus U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and it gives the number of it there. Judicial Watch is also seeking Secret Service expenditure records for the kickoff to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, April 1st and through May 6th of 2015. Additionally, Judicial Watch seeks travel records regarding President-elect Donald Trump between November 9 and December 12th of 2016. For residing in the Trump Tower and then going on a thank you tour of six states. The suit was filed after the Air Force and Secret Service failed to respond to multiple requests, multiple Freedom of Information Act requests filed between October and December of 2016. The Judicial Watch request the Air Force are seeking records concerning mission tasks, transportation costs, and passenger manifests for Obama's trip to Los Angeles in October 16, which included two fundraisers and an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Michelle Obama's October 2016 appearance at a Clinton campaign rally in North Carolina, Obama's November 2016 appearance at a Clinton campaign rally in Orlando, and it goes on and on, and it's requesting some things from President Donald Trump's administration as well. Judicial Watch is watching out for your dollars. And these people have been spending, baby. Spend, baby, spend. Judicial Watch, I've got all these mentioned. One of them is Donald Trump's thank you tour. It says Judicial Watch has been monitoring the Obama family travel costs throughout his presidency. On May 17th, you know, we've talked about that. I'd like to see what some of the other presidents have spent on vacations. Judicial Watch announced that it obtained records from the Secret Service and the Department of the Air Force in response to the Freedom of Information Act requests that showed Obama's family travel cost taxpayers at least. Are you sitting down? Are you sitting down? I knew it was a lot. I had no idea it was this much. $99 million $714,527.82. Nearly $100 million during his two terms for vacations and travel. And I don't imagine he's the only president wasting taxpayer dollars. I'm okay with them taking a vacation. But $100 million? The government could care less about giving taxpayers basic information about what it costs to provide travel and protection to our political leadership and candidates. They've asked for this and it was refused, and that's why they're taking a lawsuit. Who's going to pay for the lawsuit? You know, that scares me to death. The D.C. occupiers, the elected officials from the White House across the board, they could care less about being careful with your tax dollars. This is just one example. I've got several here. It's time that the Republic took back what we so carelessly gave up and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.